This in general. Now I will look at what I want to share with you here, some of the work that we've been doing in sustainability and what we've been trying to do in some buildings. And I will discuss with you how this we manage, you know, to achieve this integration of passive and renewable energy in buildings or not, and what energy saving did we manage to do, if not. So why buildings? Why we concentrate on buildings? You know, that's the main question. Maybe you're asking yourself, why I'm interested in sustainable building. For example, if you look at the energy consumption in the EU, for example, in the Europe here, in Europe, 41% of energy demand is in buildings. So you can see that it's more coming to 50% of the energy is consumed within building in Europe. In the UK, it's more than 30% of energy is consumed within buildings. And for example, the government, the UK government, I think Anne, she gave you some of the reading. I arranged for you this green building in the UK. I don't know if you all had read through it. The British government, they are very proud that, you know, they are leading the way in terms of policies, in terms of protecting the environment. And I included this pre-reading for you just to show you what the UK is doing in terms of green buildings in general. And then I will share with you what personally and what we are here in Reading we are trying to do. So this one of the British government policy, they call it the white paper for the environmental issues. And this white paper says that, you know, by there you could be 20% saving in buildings by year 2010. So within the coming 4 years, we could save at 20% of energy that we consume with buildings if we move to more sustainable alternative. So for example, using more passive design and using different type of renewable energies. And here in this paper, it talk about one of the examples, one of the buildings, and it is BedZ. It is a community, and you can see a picture for it here on the top of your reading, the second page. And it also shows, you know, what different aspects of passive design and renewable energy are used in this building. So we can see there is a lot of potential for sustainability in buildings. What do we mean by sustainable buildings? If you go to Google, for example, and just put sustainable buildings, you will come, you know, with hundreds or even thousands of definitions for sustainable buildings. Different people, you know, they define sustainability in different way. And this is a definition I like personally myself, which I found in a guy called Kilbert and cited by somebody called Boyle. His book called Renewable Energy. Published in 1996 by the Auburn University. Very interesting book. I recommend it if you are interested in this area. It says that sustainable construction is the creation and responsible management of a healthy built environment based on resource efficient and ecological principle. So this is, and why I like this definition, because it's linked to the main functions of the buildings. You remember we said the main function of the building, it has to be resource utilizer. And it has to be activity container. He tried to put those functions of the buildings, but in efficient and ecological principles as well. So by sustainable construction, what we're trying to do, we try to promote buildings that good for the health, wealth, and environmentally friendly at the same time. And this through by using low energy and renewable energy system to provide for thermal, visual well-being of building occupants. So that this building, for example, if it has to be sustainable, it has to use low resources, local resources, or even global resources. It has to use less artificial lighting, for example. It has to use less air conditioning. And it has to be, at the same time, it has to provide for us so that we'll be able thermally, that we have the sensation, that feeling. We don't feel too hot or we don't feel too cold. We have to feel comfortable as a human body. And also visual as well. We have to be able to see each other and to interact. That means provide adequate lighting level for us, whether artificially or daylighting, natural. And then the well-being of us, you know, not only we have to be thermal and visual, but we have to be well as well. Because, you know, you can provide adequate level of lighting on also of thermal, but it might not be, because it might not be good for the well-being and productivity of the occupants. And we've seen that in modern office buildings. They use a lot of air conditioning, and people, they start to develop different forms of allergy because of the high use of air conditioning and the lack of fresh outside air. One of the most important tools for us, now we're developing here, and people talking about it in academia in general, but we're thinking about using it here most in our sustainable construction research group, is called post-occupancy evaluation study of buildings.